This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
92.5 WBEE. It's windy out there. Hold on to your hats. I mean, yeah. when this happy husky guy is moved by Mother Nature, that's windy.
I was like, ah, jeez.
Wow.
It's one of those days, if you don't have to get out of bed, just stay right there.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to leave the house, stay right there.
Well, I don't know if your boss would like that. Please check
on
that
first. Well, I mean, you know what I mean.
Yeah. You were saying the Fountain of Youth is change up your routine. Don't do the same thing all the time. You stumbled upon this. You said that, and I'm thinking to myself, I might take a bath today. I can't. I can't tell you the last time I've taken a bath because I'm a shower guy.
Okay.
So you're saying change the routine. Maybe I'll do the bath.
All right. Light some candles.
Yeah. I mean,
put a little lavender in there.
I'm talking bubbles. Years. I just said I'm a shower guy.
It's been years for me too.
I'm a shower guy.
I don't know.
All right.
There's never a tub big enough or long enough that I feel like sitting in and luxurious. I always feel like I'm cramped in there.
Right. That's true.
And I'm like, oh yeah, this is just so relaxing. I just want out.
Yeah.
Just take a shower.
So I'm trying. I'm thinking of things to change up my routine.
That's good. That's good. That's going to keep us young. I changed around my living room furniture. I've been wanting to do it. Changing around just even where I sit and the perspective. I don't know why, but if it's been like a couple years and my living room's the same, it makes my husband nuts.
So the actual furniture you moved,
I moved.
And then sat in different spots.
Yeah.
That's technically a workout. So there you go.
It's technically a workout. Yeah. And technically now, it's like a totally different perspective on the world.
Did you sit in the same chair or the same spot on the couch?
No.
And then it was just for, okay. So different.
All different.
Okay.
All different. I don't know. Do you know someone in your life who hasn't changed their setup of their living room in years? Maybe even never. My mother-in-law, I don't think this room has ever changed. And for me, that's why it's so hard for my husband. He grew up with, no, you just didn't do that. The living room was the way the living room was set up, and that's the way it stays. And, you know, I'm not all there, and I'm like, I need a change of perspective. I need to change things up, and I'll change around the furniture.
Okay, you're trying to live longer, change up the routine.
Yeah.
It might give some in our B family of listeners an idea. Hey, this weekend, instead of watching the game that you're going to boycott, let's just reround furniture.
That's right.
There it is.
What game?
Is.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Here you go. Sit down. Move the recliner. Move the recliner. Move the recliner. You're just waking up going, what's up, the Bills? Yeah, we know they're not in the big game. You're playing it. Well, we do have something to celebrate this morning.
Au contraire, mon frère.
Yeah.
Our boy won MVP. Josh Allen, most valuable player, like we didn't already know. But our boy won!
Yeah, that's why we're shouting this morning for Josh Allen!
And of course, he was his humble self. Great speech.
His speech was incredible. He didn't pause. He didn't stutter. He like nailed like a good solid 2 minutes of thanking people. You're like, did he have that memorized? I mean, he's really good at public speaking.
I think that's why we love him, because he does stay humble. There's no, like, flashy, like, I don't know.
No, he thanked everybody. Everybody, including the Buffalo Bills mail person. Some guy named Slick Rick. I didn't know.
Slick Rick! Yeah.
Check it out on our socials. Right there on our Facebook, 92.5 WBE. What an acceptance speech. Josh Allen, well-deserving. Billy, good morning! It's your favorite B-Morning Coffee Club. TJ Bowen, producer. Hope it is a Friday, and the Fountain of Youth, TJ has discovered, is changing your routine. So we decided to call you early. Change your routine.
Yeah.
Okay.
Seems excited, doesn't he?
See, you know, your beard's getting gray because you've been doing afternoons so long. You need to change it up.
I'm usually working out at this time.
And the coffee mug curl does not count as a workout, by the way. Hey, we've had so many listeners jumping in of how they pranked their family, friends, coworkers. It all started with Brantley Gilbert went hunting with a guy. He made a comment, and so Brantley Gilbert sent him peacocks. Well, that friend repaid him by sending him a donkey and a zebra. And then all these listeners are jumping on how they regift and punk family members. Do you have anything in your family like that?
I have one with my group of friends that I still have the core group of friends that I grew up with, like kindergarten. That group of friends.
Okay.
And we still hang out together on the regular, and there's a fruitcake. There is a Wegmans fruitcake that has been making the rounds since the early 80s.
Ew!
What is that? That's like, let me say the match.
Oh my gosh.
That's like over 40 years.
It still looks like it looked the day we bought it.
Wow!
I don't understand what they make the things out of. It's gross, but here's the thing. It's in a box, and remember the old-timey library cards that you go to the library, and the librarian would have, like, a date stamp thing, and they would, you know, plunk it with the date? There's one of those actual machines and a card that is full now, but every year it gets passed on to somebody else in the group where you just randomly leave it at their house or put it in their car, and you just don't say anything, and you wait till they find it. So they have to hold on to it for a year and then pass it on to somebody else.
And then you stamp the card, like, gotcha, cha-ching.
Yes, you know, April 5th or whatever, 1996, plunk.
Oh my
God. You have to hold on to it for a year and then hand it on to somebody else. And that's the fun of it. You never know where it's going to end up. Who's got the fruitcake?
And when you get stuck at the fruitcake, where do you put it? You put up on a mantle to show it off to people coming to your house?
Sometimes you just stick it in the closet. The problem is,
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Long period where I forget who did it, but somebody forgot they had it. So it didn't get passed around for a couple of years. And then all of a sudden it just resurfaced. So I think somebody may have moved and it got packed away or something.
Did they get bad luck because they ruined the tradition of the 40-year-old fruitcake?
Right. Who's got the fruitcake?
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
I love that.
Yeah.
I mean, grown men doing this for so many years.
They've
got family and lives, but nothing's going to stand in the way of them and their fruitcake. That's pretty cool.
Who's got that fruitcake?
All right, Billy.
It's crazy. Somebody should do an experiment on that thing. I swear it doesn't look moldy. It looks just like it did the day it came off the shelf.
And nobody sprayed it with like shellac. We're like, we're going to preserve this forever. It's just natural 1980s preservatives.
It's wrapped in plastic. You know, it's got the little cardboard cover sleeve and wrapped in plastic. So it's still in its original, you know, packaging, but it looks exactly the same.
All right. All our big brains over at RIT or Fisher. We've got an experiment for you. You want to do some dissecting of a 40-year-old fruitcake. Billy, thank you so much. Go ahead. Go back to bed. We change your routine. 92.5 WBEE, it's your B-Morning Coffee Club. And I will admit, I'm always looking to better myself. I'm reading articles. I'm listening to interviews of some of the biggest knowledgeable people out there. Mm-hmm. Like Warren Buffett. Like one of the richest guys in the world. One of the best investors. He's the goat of investing. Worth billions with a B.
Yeah.
Saw this headline. Parents, just be honest with your kids. I'm like, oh, what's he talking about? So I get into the article and it's about your will.
Ugh.
He's like, everybody should have a will. So you know what you want when you pass on. And he's like, you should be honest with your kids. Tell them what they're getting so they don't argue afterwards and why you made that decision.
Right.
I started thinking to myself, okay. You know, Celeste and I don't have a will. I'm like, all right. Because one time I said, you know, kids, let's enjoy it now. And now they keep asking me for money, so I have nothing left in the will form. They're taking advantage of me, which is a whole nother way of thinking. But how about you? You and Steve got a will?
We do.
Oh, yeah, okay.
It's nothing huge or, you know, obviously it has to change the older you get as your situations change. But my mother is... So what happens is when you go to the doctors a lot and you reach a point in life where you're a little bit older... Every single doctor, every nurse, first it starts with your healthcare proxy, right? Do we have a signed healthcare proxy for you? And my mother immediately, the defense goes up and she goes, yes, because she feels like, you know, how dare you assume that I could go at any time? I mean, I go, Ma, it's her job. Just let her. Uh-huh. She has to make sure there's a healthcare proxy signed. And she goes, they know. It's just so they know. You're the one who's got to pull the plug. It's so that it starts this whole rigmarole, right? And I'm like, oh boy. Doctor comes in, says, you have everything in order, right? Like, do your kids know? Do you have your will? And she goes, yes, everyone knows. Why is this? And I go, Ma, you got to stop being so sensitive about it. She's like, I'm tired of doctors asking me about my final wishes. By God, it's not my last day on earth. And I'm here every time, every 3 weeks, they're asking me. So because it's asked to her so much, she has so many different doctors, it's starting to get to her. So, I don't know. Tread lightly when talking to your older aging parents about a will.
I think it's actually keeping her strong to move on to prove these doctors and nurses wrong. See, that's why I didn't want to talk about it.
Yeah.
Another 6 years. See?
That's right. But I'll show you.
Yes, exactly. But she has the will.
Yeah, and she has everything. My mother has been talking about this since I was like a teenager.
Okay.
My mom has always been super prepared.
Gotcha.
We always know. So now it's like a hard eye roll. We're like, we know, Mom. And she's like, okay. Because she doesn't want anything between my brother, sister, and I there to be any confusion.
Right. Okay, it's all right there. How about you and your family? 585-252-WBEE.
Yeah, you never know when you're going to need that will. And it's also important to let the person who's going to be executing the will know ahead of time.
That they're the one that's going to execute it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy.
Well, let's get into that next. WBEE, are you B Morning Coffee Club? We're talking about wills and how important they are. And Warren Buffett, one of the greatest investors of all time, the GOAT of investing, he said, let your kids know what's in the will, who's getting what, and why you made that decision. So to limit the fighting afterwards when you pass on. And there's a part where it's a big deal. Like, who's in charge of the will to make sure everything is properly distributed?
Well, and if somebody doesn't know, makes it real difficult. My dad just found out he was the executor of a will. 90% of the way, the will was already done. Family member came in, didn't know that the person had a will. Got 90% of the way through, clearing out the house, getting the house up for sale. And while they're like taking the last box out, find the will, and it shows my dad's listed as the executor, not this family member.
And your dad didn't even know?
No. Never told him that he was the executor.
Well, so there's another thing. Let your kids know. And who's the executor? Who's it supposed to be? Wow.
Why do people hide wills like that? Like, why? Like in a safe or like in the last box to leave the... That's crazy. Leave it out where everybody knows where it is.
So your father's trying to figure out some last minute things like, okay, I guess I'll finish it up. Like 10% left of distributing things.
Yeah. Wow. But it's making him go through and tighten up his own will. Mm-hmm. So as he's telling me this, he's like, okay, do you want this or do you want that? Because I'm not just doing a halfway, split it down the middle between you and your brother. We're just going to split it up to make it easy and cut and dry. So do you want this or do you want this? No, and like just going through, boom, 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 boom.
Like, what do you want?
I was like, I just thought I was like calling to say hi, like, how are you? Love you. 2 minute phone call. And it's boom, 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 boom. I need to know right now, this second, what do you want?
Right.
Just trying to make sure everything's cut and dry.
There, done.
Your dad loves you. What do you want? He's asking you, right? What do you want first? That's really cool. So, Wills, I need to catch up and get one done. But it's amazing how people keep it secret, and that could actually cause more problems.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Legacies shape who we are, but who's shaping them? In the new season of Black History Year, we're breaking down the meaning and power behind the personal, familial, and systemic legacies that define our world. We're diving deep into how political and cultural forces have historically molded Black communities and what it means for our future. Join us on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts for a new season of Black History Year. Let's shape our collective memory and legacy together.